Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all better salute me on this one, man. All the way from Hoop Street, live from the 215, the wheelchair bully. Hello, I like my new whip, my new bitch, my new kicks. I like to ride around my top down in that new coupe. They screaming my name louder than a car. Don't get in my way if you ain't got a firearm. Salute a real nigga, stand up. Salute a real nigga, stand up. Salute a real nigga, stand up. From the 215, put your hands up. For a nigga to fall, you a lame chump. I know it ain't my time, but I'm a rhymer. Tucked under my shirt and my pajamas. I'm a cold-hearted nigga, ask your mama. Used to play the block, bust a shot, I ain't ever fall. Now I'm in the chair, riding hard, roller coaster. Put me on the beat and watch you kill it. Overdose, I put my fear in God, I swear to God, you'll catch the Holy Ghost. They go to church because of me, your music got the spirit low. Come on and sing for me. Bet every good girl in the world do anything for me. It's Sugar Land. It's entertainment. We ride around your hood
looking amazing.
I like my new whip, my new bitch, my new kicks. I like to ride around my top down in that new coupe. They screaming my name louder than a car. Don't get in my way if you ain't got a firearm. Salute a real nigga.
General in that Louis fit, 5-star on that fully spit. Hey, snap back up in the gooey shit. Right back on my gooey tip. Geeked up and unruly. Surf school with that truly. 305 without rep, keep by 4-5 birds in that dually. Dick all in your bitch, pussy and thumb all in her booty. Click full of nut buck killers, getting all them on their duty. Kept them down on Broad Street, moving my way up. Fuck around with G-Sat them, eating my way up. Reap what they do, is what they do. Big choppers on dick for them, and snipers on the roof. Mickey Mouse drum on that Tommy gun, I can show you what that do. Sweep up that block, nigga, and I ain't talking about no room. Then break down them blocks, nigga, and hit the city like boom. Still don't fuck with them new niggas. Give a fuck if you cool niggas. Take a cool ass up the block. Probably playing around with them blue niggas. That'll get you 5 channel 7. Right up on them news.
I like my new whip, my new bitch, my new kicks. I like to ride around my top down in that new coupe. They screaming my name louder than a car. Don't get in my way if you ain't got a firearm. Salute a real nigga. Stand up. Salute a real nigga. Stand up. The 215, put your hands up. Shout out my partner Lil, he'll chop you down. I mean literally, physically, chop you down. If it ain't about no moolah, we are not around. Top off in that new coupe with that bass bumper, we out of town. My new chick like new whip, love the bags, new kicks. We got passports, not the kind you ride around in. Little nigga, we set trip. We rolling, bumping, always banging something. Man, your partner on the sideline with all that hate for nothing. I bet he see me in my cool whip. He's white, cool with, so I can't wear all black. You see all white through that dark tint. You a Panamera man, I'm a Rose Phantom man. I just can't afford one right now, but I might get one when I can. I grandstand, you handstand, I'm saying man. You joking, understand how you rich and you ain't never got no dough. Talk about you making rain, now pull racks out and you broke. Got my engine running, my system ducking, my fingers itching, I'm close. I like my new whip, my new bitch, my new kicks. I like to ride around my top down in that new coupe. Yeah. They screaming my name louder than a car. Don't get in my way if you ain't got a firearm. Salute a real nigga, stand up. Salute a real nigga, stand up. Salute a real nigga, stand up. From the 215, put your hands up.
Okay, okay. That was music for my boy,
the wheelchair bully, salute a real nigga. Shout out to everybody showing love to me. It's amazing the support and the love, and then just seeing it, you know, Sunday's relaunch show, even though I didn't get a chance to promote it, was downloaded, well received. Shout out to everybody tuned in, everybody on Twitter. I'm talking about everybody, because y'all know I will tweet you individually, so don't feel like I'm not talking to you, but definitely shouting you all out. Tonight we're going to have some fun. I kind of want to reminisce and, of course, talk about the things that I'm just, like, so into right now. Like, I'm deeply, deeply, deeply obsessed with WeRunTheStreetTV.com. Like, it's definitely a hot website. So many new features and additions coming soon. I'm excited about it coming from Philly. I'm definitely excited about what's going to be featured on the show as well. And I'm definitely excited about this music I'm playing tonight. Got a chance to upload the music. You know, Sunday's show was a little hectic. I couldn't do nothing but talk so much shit, but that's fine because that was what the topic was. And actually, tonight I do want to talk about what's coming up for the show. Of course, Thursday's show, I'm going to be showing some love to X-Squad DJ CEO Demel. He was too busy Sunday night for us to be able to, you know what I mean, hear him. But we have a lot to announce, a lot to catch up on with my DJs and my and Sunday, Philly's own K-Walker. Fuck K-Walker, new king of Philly. People call him a lot of different things. But that's my little young boy. I fucks with him. Controversial thing. We're going to talk so much shit on Sunday and just have some fun. And next Tuesday, I want to show some love to this artist from Philly, 215 Razor, OBH Razor. Young boy sharp as shit. Shout out to everybody that's calling tonight. Definitely press 1. I will get a chance to get to your call. $929-0172. You press the 1, definitely get to you. We get a chance to talk some, you know, talk a little bit. Of course, I give everybody a chance on Philly Shine Radio to tell me how we can connect, you know, so briefly. I would want you to, you know, tell us how I can find you on your Instagram and your Twitter, because the show gets downloaded and people check out later. So we want to connect with you. That's what Philly Shine Radio is all about. It's definitely all about connecting. Shout out to Re-Underrated. Yes, you called. Yes, 1-8. You on there? Well, if you press 1, Re, I definitely got your number to the top. This caller did. Calling from 93. 36. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
What's up? It's DJ Swig. Checking in on you. It's DJ Swig.
Yo.
Checking in on you.
I heard you. I said, yo, what's good? Definitely.
What's up with you?
Tell everybody how to say you, Swig.
Say it again.
I said, shout out how everybody can, how anybody can get in contact with you, and thank you so much for calling.
You just follow me,
hit
me on Twitter, Hello? DJ Swig. Yeah, you can hit me on Twitter at DJ Swig.
Okay, DJ Swig, that's what you working on?
SWIG.
So what you got going on? What you working on?
Are you going to be working on that, pushing that solo, dolo, that black and gold everything, trying to break that record? Also working with their reality show.
Okay, okay.
X-Squad DJ, like always.
I know that's right. Shout out to my boy Kermit, the Superstar Maker. He had a phenomenal conference call tonight. It was just so much energy on the call. I really didn't have time to do nothing but listen, but I definitely show some love to my boy, and it's definitely going down next Monday. But his call was banging. It was a CD release party for Big Moochie. You know, he got that biker shuffle. They had the 69 boys on there. It was just turned up. So definitely shout out to my boy Kermit. I'm going to see if I get him to call in. You know, he's a superstar maker. And show some love. But yeah, next Monday, the XYDJ's Hitmaker Conference call is going to be crazy. Even though tonight I'm talking about We Run the Streets TV, he will be a featured guest, Ant, CEO of We Run the Streets, along with his artist, Santos LB4R. He has this really great, catchy song called "Bout You." We can't wait to check it out. I'm so excited about it. Shout out to Fanatic, who's featured on the hook. No stranger to Philly Shine Radio. Shout out to Fanatic. Big ups to everybody, you know what I'm saying? But I definitely wanted to play catch up with everybody tonight. I'm going to have some new music on deck. some new music on deck tonight and showing hella love to the XYDJ. On Thursday for Philly Shine Radio, we're going to have DeMel. He's going to be my special guest. And you know, he always has something real special for us. The artist he's working with. Have you checked out Timmy Music yet? Twig. DJ Twig, can you hear me?
Okay. Hello?
Timmy Music stuff yet? Have you heard Timmy Music?
Are there any new music?
Have you heard Timmy? No, Timmy.
Nah,
he's an artist. Timmy.
No, I ain't heard him.
DeMel be promoting.
I ain't heard him yet.
He's so talented. He is so talented, but I'm sure we're going
to
feature him on Thursday's show. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to tag you in his name on Instagram. But like I said, Thursday's show, I know I will have I will have some of his music to play on the show, for sure.
For cool, yeah, show, make sure you tag me. I hit him up.
But
late.
I also that's what's up. I just opened up a call also for a young artist. I appreciate him. Met him through my people. Shout out to Rich Ruger. What's up, Re-Underrated?
What's up?
Re, what's up with you?
Man, I'm chilling.
Welcome to Philly Shine Radio.
Oh, thanks, man.
Tell everybody where you rep.
Well, you know.
Twitter.
Well, my Twitter is Re-Unrated, you know. Facebook, Re-Unrated. Everything is just Re-Unrated. If you don't find it under Re-Unrated, it's underscore in between there, Re_Unrated. But, you know, that's just pretty basic, straight to the point.
Okay, I definitely got some of your music available for tonight. So make sure you tune in. I'm just refreshing the screen, waiting for it to get uploaded. But chill with me, Ree. I'm going to leave your mic open and be able to talk to you. So that way when your music does play, we could be able to, you know what I mean, hey, you on deck. Shout out to everybody showing my fucking love. Real shit. We were having fun tonight. Shout out to my boy Saw So Good. He said he was on the call. Maybe this is him who pressed one. Saw, if you're on the line, press one. Everybody else, if you want to get it, just press the number one. I got you. 267-506. That's you, Saw?
Yo. That's
Welcome
me.
To Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
It's your boy Saw Good.
Why
call
you say
Philly?
Yeah?
Huh?
I know Hello? That's right. I miss you. It's all good.
It's all good. You already know.
I know that's right. Hello? Well, tell everybody how to follow you on Instagram. What's your Instagram name? How to find you and everything. Where's mine?
Okay. I'm on Instagram. I am Saul Good. I am Saul Good. That's I am SaulGood. I'm on Twitter at you know, you can follow me at One Saul Good, One SaulGood. I'm on YouTube. You can check me out, Saul Good, on YouTube. Check my channel out. I got all types of videos and everything up there. I'm seeing my SoundCloud.
Your SoundCloud is also good, too?
Yeah, I am Saul Good.
You heard me, Saul?
Yeah, I heard you. I said my SoundCloud is I am Saul Good, too.
Oh.
Hello?
Just, you just got to open it up. You got to click, right-click it and open in a new tab. Sometimes it does that. I wish you would have texted me.
Yeah, I know.
A little technical difficulties. My boo truth teller over there trying to show some love and make sure that re-underrated song is uploaded because I thought I would have it earlier, but it's okay. I work in a crunch for my boy. I definitely will. But so glad that you called because I'm in my bag. I want to do that song you was talking about. Remember, I was like, a bitch don't want a bitch like me.
Right. I remember that.
You remember that, John?
Yeah, when we was performing last time.
Well, I got your new hitter. I'm going to definitely... What you saying?
I said when we was at when we was performing last time.
I got your new hitter. Like you went or whatever.
Yeah.
In the studio, we was in the studio talking about it or whatever. Your man is too.
Yeah.
We were in the studio talking about it, but I got your hitter. I'm gonna send you the information. I think I got a beat for it, so we'll be able to go in on it proper.
Yeah. Get with me, man.
What
I got my own studio
on,
now, Blue Light Studio too,
out?
So. I'm working on my EP, Porridge.
Where is it? Shout it out.
My studio down 2126
nice.
Tioga. You know what I'm saying? Blue Light Studio. I'm working on my EP. It's called Poor Rich.
Okay, I'll definitely show you some love. You hear that ring?
Huh?
I said, that's what's up. I'm going to definitely show you some love.
Yeah, get with me, man. I'll send you all the details and stuff. I get what you want. You know, send you everything. So then you can call me up and I can let you hear all my new shit.
That's what's up. I'm gonna text you my email address and how to get with me. Also, everybody, I'm hosting a Summer Heat Showcase July 9th at Voltage Lounge. So definitely get with me to register for it. Presented by Glock Aware Radio, Blazing 267 Radio. Hosted, the judges will be Cousin E, along with Tariq Wallace, you know, Philly legend.
Wait.
And it's a $500 cash prize. Give me the hot sauce. Along with some free promo and that trophy. That you clinched the Summer Heat title, so
I'm winning.
Thursday, July 9th. You said you gonna win.
Yes, sir.
It's all good. Well, yeah, well, hit me. Definitely showing love. Shout out to everybody on the Superstar saying they gonna shout me out. I'll wear. I'm trying to keep that joint rolling. They were showing up. Who don't remember the 69 boys? Like, crazy fun. Like, even younger people, 30 or whatever, you know, come and ride it. Come and ride it. About this song, shit is timeless. Like, I wish I could have danced. I wish I could make a dance song, but hey, fuck it. It is what it is. It is what it is. I can't fucking dance. I can rap, though. I can't dance, but I can definitely rap. But thanks so much for calling in. Stay tuned.
No doubt.
I definitely got some new music from Philly artists tonight. I'm showing some love. I'm showing love to my boy Looney Tunes. That track, I Spin It Like Diddy. That joint crazy. You got that joint, DJ Swig? Swig, you hear me?
Joint.
Oh.
Hello?
Well, I'm going to text you my email address.
I'm going to text you
so you can send me your email address or whatever. You got to have our Grammy Boys music, like, real shit. You got
to
have a Grammy Boys
you
music.
Know, once you give it to me, I'm a rocket. That's why I'm happy I'm on the phone with you, so you can keep me updated what's going on. I can spin it for you. So that's no problem.
Yes. I've tried to stay in touch with everybody, you know, through Instagram, through Twitter, through the conference calls, because I really wanted to just find a growth in Philly Shine Radio and a value. And, of course, the biggest value is its listeners. Shout out to Eric. We got a couple private callers on the line, which is all welcome. It's nothing. I open up everybody's call. Just press the 1 if you want to talk. Tonight, I'm just trying to body until we start the train full steam ahead. Like I said, Thursday's show is going to be crazy epic. CEO X Squad DJs, The Millions. He's going to be bringing his artists through. Shout out to Kelsey Nicole, Midwest Princess, Kimmy Music, and Connie, Marcus Allen, too. Marcus Allen, so much. Shout out to the Chevy commercial. He was Atlanta as well as just in my heart and my dreams. I love you. And huge, huge, huge shout out to my boy Big Brass. Check out Media Base. He is on that list. So while you're putting in your request for your favorite Beyonce or Rich Homie Quan track, make sure y'all check out my boy BIGGBRAS, South Philly's own. You know what I mean? He is showing some love. So you got to make that request. Put in that request to your boy. And also check him out. So that's going to be Thursday's show. Sunday, I'm going in with my boy. I haven't interviewed him since Tranny Day, since after Tranny Day in Philly, which was the most funnest fucking day ever. Like, Philly Shine Radio, we had so much fun laughing at people. What happened on Tranny Day, actually? We call it Tranny Day, not disrespecting them, because it's 2014. Be who you want to be. You know what I mean? I salute you. Though I'm not into too much craziness, you know what I'm saying? I can be tolerant. I'm very tolerant. But what happened, you know, it was some guys, you know, dressed as girls, but then all, you know, being open like they are. But then there was some thirsty men, and I'm calling them thirsty because this is thirst. Like, I won't call thirst if you going on a girl page, who bent over, got a phone going, and you're like, oh, sexy, what's up? Can I hit that? I call thirst when you see an obvious man dressed like a woman treating her like she's a woman. You're too thirsty. Like, and it happened. It was really wild. It was a lot of tranny women, well, men, trannies. You know, I don't know. Yeah, you call them trannies. Trannies are men who dress up like women. Who put these guys on blast. And, you know, it was really funny. You know, I got a chance to interview my boy Kay Walker about it. It was so hilarious. I don't even have that interview. I'm so mad. So we'll probably have to bring some of that stuff back and have some fun with that and get into all the controversial stuff that he covered. Like, when I tell you my boy plays for real and it makes you want to watch it. He rumored they had his little sex tape out. I don't know. I ain't seen it. I just seen a little coochie picture. I ain't seen nothing else. So, Kay Walker, where is this sex tape, huh? Talking like I'm from the Coke Boys group. But no, real shit, like, He is going to be on my Show Much Shit Sunday night. And next Tuesday, I'm really looking forward to my first interview with Razor. I've been a fan of his for so long. He's supported my shows. He supported when I did Move the Crowd at the Arts Garbage last time I was there, whatever, Arts Garbage. He supported that event along with Plus Tax, support OBH. He supports Philly real shit, like, and he supports a lot of you other artists, like, definitely. Razor, can't wait to talk to him and get things rolling. Oh, yeah. Damel is going to be on every other Thursday, so he's going to be on this Thursday with someone, then 2 weeks later, he'll be on again. So I had to have that space set aside for X Squad DJ's CEO Damel because he works so hard. Like, one thing about him that I love and I even use as, I guess, an inspiration. I guess you could say he uses inspiration. It's how he just always tries to find new up-and-coming talent. You know what I mean? Like, it's one thing to, you know, put your all into an artist, and I don't know if you can relate to me, DJ Swig, but you put your all into an artist, and then there's no way to compromise or continue, which, I mean, you know, things happen.
Yeah.
You'll feel whatever you feel. Even though as fair as you're trying to be, things just feel, you know, they go wherever they go. I applaud him with just how you just keep it going. And that's how I try to be. I don't care how many foundations I gotta lay, I'm building up, so it is what it is. Real shit, it is what it is. Shout out to my girl Diva Status as well. Diva Status 256, waiting for her to call in. And of course, shout out to Truth Teller, working hard, trying to show some love, upload some music. I have a lot of artists who submitted me music. Now, what I want is just patience, because for the next 30 days, I'm going to be playing catch up with a lot of artists. It's some music, some artists didn't get a chance to promote. Even like you, Ree. I want to know, have you been performing, or do you have any performances coming up, Ree? I like calling you Ree. Can you hear me, Ree?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, I'm ready. Okay.
You.
I was asking, do you have any shows coming up?
Yeah, actually I do, as a matter of fact. This Saturday, it's down Passion Young, 1919 West Passion Young Avenue.
What is the event? How much is it to get in?
To be honest, I really don't know that. I don't know that information yet. But I do know Philly Red going to be performing down there as well.
Why not?
So, you know, Heavy Footage is also going to be down there. Heavy Footage. So, I mean, you know, it's going to be a lot of love down there, man. Mr. Collins with me and everything. Shout out to Mr. Collins as well.
Okay. Oh, Mr. Collins. He's like one of my good friends. I even consider him a brother. I love him.
Yeah, that's my man.
That's Van. That's real Van. I didn't even know that you knew him. That's good. I swear, it's all about staying in good company. You know what I'm saying? It's all about staying in good company. And, Ree, you have to promote what you're doing. I'm sitting here looking on your Instagram page. I don't see nothing about this show, so put your pussies in the building. You guys have to promote. Like, I am going to talk a little bit tonight, but I'm gonna wait till midnight. Even I want to say what I wanna say right now. I'm gonna wait till midnight because I just want to address some things. With being gone, like, seriously, it's been a tough run out here. We have been so busy. I gotta, again, reiterate, though we haven't broadcast live, Philly Shine Radio has been going strong with the Hitmakers Conference Call, all the new music we've gotten, and of course, my Twitter. Shout out to everybody on Twitter. I have so much fun on Twitter. It's not even funny. Like, I'll meet you a week. You hear me? Is there like a delay in my voice? Or you have your phone muted or something?
It's like you got a delay on your voice.
Yeah, I asked you. You said what?
It's like you got a delay on your voice.
Okay. Okay. I'm about to fix that. Let me go in. I'm gonna give my boy Trek a little encore because he need everybody paying attention. Shout out to my boy G Stacks. This is salute, nigga. So let's check this out.
Y'all better salute me on this one, man. All the way from Hoop Street, live from the 215, the wheelchair bully. Hello, I like my new whip, my new bitch, my new kicks. I like to ride around my top down in that new coupe. They screaming my name louder than a car. Don't get in my way if you ain't got a firearm. Salute a real nigga, stand up. Salute a real nigga, stand up. Salute a real nigga, stand up. From the 215, put your hands up. Nah, feel the same nigga, I just got my change up. Wait, now it's big money and bad bitches change up. If you waiting for a nigga to fall, you a lame chump. I know it ain't my time, but I'm a rhymer. Tucked under my shirt and my pajamas. I'm a cold-hearted nigga, ask your mama. Used to play the block, bust a shot, I ain't up before. Now I'm in the chair riding hard, roller coaster. Put me on the beat and watch you kill it. Always up. Because of me, your music got the spirit low. Now I lift every voice, come on and sing for me. Bet every good girl in the world do anything for me. It's Sugarland, it's entertainment. We riding around your hood looking amazing. I like my new whip, my new bitch, my new kicks. I like to ride around my top down in that new coupe. They screaming my name louder than the car. Don't get in my way if you ain't got a firearm.
General in that Louis fit, five star in that fully spit. Hey, snap back, covered in gooey shit. Right back on my gooey tip, geeked up and unruly. Surf school with that truly. 305 without rep, keep by 4-5 birds in that dually. Dick all in your bitch, pussy and thumb all in her booty. Clips full of nut buck killers, getting all them on their duty. Kept them down on Broad Street, moving my way up. Fuck around with G Stacks them, eating my way up. Reap what they do, is what they do. Big choppers on deck for them, and snipers on the roof. Mickey Mouse drum on that Tommy gun, I can show you what that do. Sweep up that block, nigga, and I ain't talking about no room. Then break down them blocks, nigga, and hit the city like boom. Still don't fuck with them new niggas. Give a fuck if you cool niggas. Take a cool ass up the block. Probably playing around with them blue niggas. That'll get you 5 channel 7. Right up on them news.
I like my new whip, my new bitch, my new kicks. I like to ride around my top down in that new coupe. They screaming my name louder than the car. Don't get in my way if you ain't got a firearm. Salute a real nigga. Stand up. Salute a real nigga. Stand up. Stand up. From the 215, put your hands up. Shout out my partner Lil, he'll chop you down. I mean literally, physically, chop you down. If it ain't about no moolah, we are not around. Stop
out and you broke. Got my engine running, my system dumping, my fingers
itching, I'm ghost.
I like my new whip, my new bitch, my new kicks.
Yeah.
I like to ride around my top down in that new coupe.
Yeah.
They screaming my name louder than the car.
Wow,
don't get in my way if you ain't got a fire. Salute a real nigga,
stand up.
Salute a real nigga,
stand up.
Salute a real nigga,
stand up.
From the 215, put your hands up.
Shout out to my boy G6, featuring his peoples from Miami. I forget his name. He didn't put it in the email. I have a worst memory ever. That's why I always write everything down. Welcome, 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 welcome back to Philly Shine Radio. CEO Demel, you in a quiet place. I knew you was busy Sunday. How'd the show go? Demel, can you hear me? He clicked over. That's funny. Okay.
Yeah,
well, let's see. Somebody else might want to talk. I'm ready to talk. You said what?
That cut was hot.
Definitely,
like,
if you were calling, you want to join in on the call. Like that song?
Yeah. Like, I don't say I like stuff just to say I like it. Like, I like it. Like, it's hot.
One thing for certain, like, the music I put on my show, I'm going to definitely listen to it before I play it. So, and that's actually my brother, G6, the Wheelchair Bully. We got a song coming out soon. I did a little twerk song, so that'll be something to look forward to. But we'll get the millions on the line when he unmute his phone or whatever's going on. But I got a caller. Just press 1-215-200. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from? Hello? You just pressed 1.
Hello. Yes, my name is Jane 20 from North Philly. I'm just on the line trying to see what's popping.
That's up. Thank you so much for calling in. It's Jane 20. Is that your Instagram? Because we definitely follow back.
Yes, I do. Yep, _ Jane 20. That's me. Follow back. Because I'm following you.
Okay.
Hello.
I definitely will. I will follow back. I follow everybody. For Instagram, if you're on Instagram and I'm not on Instagram at the same time you are, we will miss you like crazy. But I'll make sure I show you some love, Jane 20. _ Jane 20. But tonight's topic is We Run the Streets TV.com. Have you got a chance to check it out?
No, but I'm about to check it out right now as we speak. That's the topic of the night.
Yes, because it's an amazing video site. You can watch from your phone. You can watch from the internet, on an iPad, on a computer, whatever. But it's definitely going to put Philly on. So you heard it first here. Check it out, WeRunTheStreetsTV.com.
All right, well, I'm about to check it out, but good luck.
Bringing a chance to show. Thank you so much. So it's Jane 20?
Yep, that's me.
Cocky Rebels?
Yep, that's me.
It's a Cocky Rebel, right?
All right.
I follow you, boo. You so pretty. Okay.
Thank you. Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Definitely shout out to her calling in. I appreciate, you know, a little
and,
hustle.
Toothpaste.
She got a little bio, Philly to Miami.
This and Toothpaste. Toothpaste.
What'd you say?
Oh.
Who?
Oh, my bad.
Was that you, Demel?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, trying to keep a clean mouth, you know.
Hey, you brush your teeth before you talk. Definitely. I ain't talking about that. Shout out to the CEO in the building. I knew he was doing something, y'all. I told y'all. Welcome back to the show.
I called in for a minute to say hello.
Now, tonight. Well, that's what's up. Yeah, you know, Thursday's show is all yours. But tonight, my topic is We Run the Streets.com. Everybody that gets a chance to check it out. But I want to ask, have you checked it out already?
I'm going to, I'm probably be in tomorrow.
Check it out.
For about
right 30,
for 30 minutes, I got to go to, I got to judge the contest tomorrow.
All right, well, you could check it out from your phone, you know.
Oh, I already know about them. We are.
To see some hot
underground. Stroll hooked me up to them.
Because
Stroll was trying to get him as an Esquire DJ.
Oh, well. I'm going to bring him on in. I'm working with him. Defic, this is him on the line right now. Shout out to Ant, Rerun the Streets, Epic, fucking man, too much of a hustle. Is that you, Ant?
Yeah,
that's Miss
Camo.
Hello?
That's not my
name. Yeah.
Oh, Camo?
Camo.
That's the better. What's up, Camo?
What's up with you?
Camo. Yes, you got that Northeast number.
I got what?
This one of them Northeast numbers.
Northeast.
I said you got one of them Northeast numbers.
Oh, wow. My cell phone number is a Northeast number?
Yeah, the 214. That's a Northeast number. I'm all about the exchange. Whatever. Get over it. All right, it's over. Hey, Tamu.
What's up?
That's way more than minimum wage.
What the hell are you doing?
You said what?
Your background loud as shit.
That's not my background. That's somebody else's background.
Your background is so loud.
That's not me. Somebody watching TV or something. Yeah, there I go.
Oh, okay. It was DJ Twig. But it's cool. He's dealing with us the whole time, rocking out. I'll definitely get his call back on. Just press one twice. I will... You know, your line is shoot right back up to the top. I'll definitely get a chance to show you all and show some love. Well, Tamu, have you got a chance to check out WeRunTheStreetsTV.com?
Yeah, I definitely seen WeRunTheStreets.com. I ain't been on there like that for a long time, but I seen it.
But, yeah, you got to see it. You gotta see it. It's a live stream music video website. It's live streaming. You don't have to press no, you don't have to search for anything. The video's in rotation, hot. You know what I'm saying? Even if Ant doesn't get the call in tonight, I'm gonna represent it being a Philly native myself and just loving how much talent comes from out of the city. Like, I have so much respect for the talent out the whole tri-state area for I can't even just say Philly, the whole tri-state area and all the suburbs. So that represents Philly. It's definitely a culture.
I definitely see their movement though.
What you about to say, Timo?
On these streets. I said I definitely see their movement. It's definitely a big movement on these streets.
No, I heard you. That's what's up, boo. We're going to be right back in. Shout out to NS Radio, broadcast, Philly Down Radio all the time, and have showed love to all the best archive shows. I was on your website the other day. You got all my crazy shows playing. You had all my crazy shows playing. As the old joint. Shout out there. Shout out to everybody. Yo, I mean, I think after I interview interview Razor, I'm going to go down memory lane, and I'm going to do some research. I thought I would be able to do it tonight, but it's too many shows. Like, I've done over too many shows. I've done so many shows, right?
Yeah, even though
way
this,
more
yeah.
than, like, 6,000 shows or something. I don't know. Yeah, it's a bunch, but it's definitely some highlights in there. It's a lot of highlights, but it's some highlights I'm going to go back to and, you know, following Tuesday, we're going to go into that.
You know how you
got to
find them, right?
So definitely get high. Like, yeah, I know how to find them. And, but the, you know what I'm going to do, though? I'm going to go on my pages and see what I was promoting and then make
right, that's what I was about to say.
Or whatever. So, yeah, I'm going to, I will look at you. We think alike. But
right.
Thursday show, as I said before, I'm going to give my little announcement for the upcoming shows. Thursday show is starting off the Mel's night. CEO X Squad DJs. I'm going to let him have the floor, the whole platform at Philly Shine Radio every other Thursday night. Interviewing him interviewing artists, showing love to the artists that he's working with. Because as I said before, this man's ability to find hot talent and keep them productive. You know what I mean? Not just, oh, hey, what's up, cosign, stamp. No, actually giving you shows to do, telling you to sell your CDs, interview people, all that stuff. So definitely big ups to CEO DeMel. We want to get it popping and have some fun with him on Philly Shine Radio Thursday. You ready?
I picked up
yeah.
I picked up Solo Neffy husband, Keisha Cole brother in law.
Oh, he's
shout
on
out
the TV
DJ.
Show, right?
Yeah, he got TV, they got a family show coming out. So, you know, anytime you need him to be on your show,
okay,
I got
okay.
you. And shout
that's
out
what's
to
up.
Kelsey.
I show love. As long as he
met.
Turn up with me.
And shout out to Kelsey Nicole that you met in Philly.
Yeah, I shout her out. She is so beautiful. I love her. Like, she was just so sweet to meet her in person and just, like, laid back and humble. Like, if I can meet a superstar that's humble, too, like, that's just all the more better. You know what I'm saying? Like, even for me, like, I feel like I do have a personality that can never be considered humble, but I'm very courteous and fair. But certain people were just like, yes, no, I'm good. I'm like, I love this shit. I'm like, oh, how do you contain yourself? I don't know how to do that. But, hey, I'm the host, and it's coming up on 10 minutes till me talking some shit. Like, Sunday, like I said, Sundays are so much shit Sunday. Not so much, so much shit Sunday. We're going to have special guest Kay Walker. We going in. He claimed he got a sex tape. I ain't see it. I don't know. But shout out to everybody calling in tonight. Definitely, if you want to join in, talk about the topic tonight, WeRunTheStreetsTV.com, or you just want to share your Instagram, your Twitter, press 1. You know I got you. Shout out to Philly in the building tonight, 215-475. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
K-Walker. It's K-Walker in the building, man.
I was just talking about you.
I heard you talking about
me. I was just talking about you, yo.
He said he got a sex tape. Is it real?
I mean, like, you ready?
They know it's real.
Is it real?
I got clips.
I only
I
seen
got...
a little coochie print. I don't know.
Listen. But it got to be real. I mean, I put clips on YouTube. Hello?
Oh, really?
Yeah, I got clips on YouTube.
Hello?
Yeah, man. Yeah, you hear me?
You sure?
I got clips on YouTube.
I heard you. I'm on my phone going to YouTube right now. What you talking about?
Yeah, I type in Kate Walker. Sexy.
But as I was saying earlier in the show, you didn't. As I was saying earlier, current listen, I was just like, I really love, you know, your energy, your personality. Interviewing you after that tranny day, it was so much fun. You know, I love the controversy. I love how you keep it raw and you keep it talented as well. Like, you're a very talented MC. Mm-hmm. I heard the song with Jimmy the Saint. It was like...
Yeah.
I like Jimmy the Saint, but I don't like him as a rapper. It's like...
Yeah, he goes
too
hard.
I don't like Jimmy as a rapper. He was talking some shit. You wrote his verse?
No.
Tell Jimmy I don't believe he wrote his verse.
Nah. He went in himself. I mean, he
like, no, I'm joking.
Shit. I mean,
oh, yeah, I'm talking shit. I know. I heard him. I like that. It was hot. RerunTheStreetsTV.com. I love that joint. That's tonight's topic, as I was saying in the beginning of the show. That's tonight's topic. Hey, I know you checked it out. You checked out
the
website,
right? Street. I'm on RerunTheStreets.com, man. I mean, go watch that Philly politics video I got on there.
RerunTheStreetsTV.
Yeah, I'm on there, yeah. I'm on the music box joint, too.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Ant. Everybody saying
it's
so
called okay.
Guys.
I'm tonight's topic. Yeah, shout them out. But yeah, tonight's topic is only RerunTheStreetsTV.com, the live video streaming website. Commercials coming soon. Fun days coming soon. New coming soon.
I'm on everything. All right. Honestly,
that's
noticed.
What I'm talking
I'm
about,
on,
though. Talking about
I'm on
that.
Every. Listen, if it's in Philly and it's relevant, Kay Walker is on there. You know that. Everybody
I know that's
know that.
Right. Let's talk about. Definitely follow my boy Kay Walker. His name is Seek.
Yeah, fuck Kay Walker.
On Instagram, if you guys would like to follow him.
Yeah, if you want to follow me, it's F-U.
Shout out to Kay Walker.
Listen, man. Everybody that's
go ahead. You can say it.
Everybody that's listening, just remember this. Just remember, fuck Kay Walker. You know what I'm saying? Fuck Kay Walker. You know what I mean? Just remember that. And my Instagram is F-U-C-K
that's your
underscore K-A. Well, yeah, it's fuck Kay Walker. But look, my Instagram is F-U-C-K underscore K-A-Y underscore Walker. You know what I mean? Fuck Kay Walker. I mean, fuck Kay Walker and everybody who love him.
Fuck.
You know what I'm saying? That's how we rocking.
I know that's right.
I mean, what y'all was talking about, though? What y'all was talking about, though? We running streets TV.
That's it. Like, I'm tonight I was showing, you know what I mean, RerunTheStreetsTV.com some love because I'm just, like, so into it. Like, I'm, like, possessed by it almost, how often I watch it. And then it's, like, so easy and convenient. So, yeah, that's my topic tonight. And being as though, all right, like, the one thing I want to address also, just like Sunday night, you know, I was just talking about different things that I've seen, you know, in the months that I've been off, you know. Everybody's human. We have to, you know, get certain things together. But I just see a lot of people who have internet radio shows. And what cracks me up about them, they say, oh, we a registered show. We are this. And I'm talking about radio shows in general. If you're on radio, what's your channel? I'm talking to you, too, if this applies. My thing is, how are you going to have a radio show or a broadcast of any kind without no listeners, without no viewers?
Listen,
get your fucking viewers up. Like,
can I say one thing?
Interact with people. Go ahead.
Can I say one thing?
Say it.
I just want, listen, I just want everybody out there to understand, like, and, like, it's not a diss, but having Wi-Fi don't make it an internet radio show. You know what I'm saying? That's some real shit. Just because you got
it
Wi-Fi.
It don't.
Just because you're joined on 5 bars, that don't make this an internet radio show.
It definitely don't. And I don't, and what I don't get is how blindly, and then I know these niggas, because I know your niggas, I know your program director, I know your server, who's running your server, I could do my own Google Analytics on your shit, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. There's nobody there. Why would I want to partner up with you? Why would I want to work with you? I'm sorry, but Philly Shine Radio is the only radio show with fucking listeners. That's all I got to say to y'all niggas. I'm fucking shit tonight. Shout out to everybody listening on the show. Callers, press 1 if you want to join in. If you want to say something, have some fun. We got a call. 952.
Hello.
923, welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where you from?
Hey, what's up? My name is Dennis from Instagram.
What's your
Dennis
name? Where you calling from? Hello?
Hello?
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, thank you for calling in. Where you calling from?
Minnesota.
Hear me?
Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. That's what's up. Definitely, thank you for calling in. I got your message on Instagram.
Yeah, in the voicemail.
Shout out to
Instagram.
True Teller just checked it. Don't do that. Be good tonight. Okay, that's what's up. Well, welcome to the show.
So what's the topic?
I said don't do that, True Teller. Why you always got to? Well, tonight's topic is WeRunTheStreetsTV.com. I need everybody to check out that website. It's an amazing live streaming website where artists could be able to feature their videos. We will have so much more information coming soon about being a featured artist on the website, as well as, you know, live promotions and everything under the sun. Big ups to Ant from Rerun the Streets. He is amazing, clearly. He works hard, like, he really runs the streets all the time. Cool. Big ups to everybody on the line, showing love. Big, I didn't know I wasn't following you on Instagram. That's funny.
Hey, I got a...
That was funny. I didn't know I wasn't following him. But, Truth Teller, welcome back.
Hey, y'all.
True Teller.
Yes.
What's up, True Teller? How you doing?
Don't be trying to sound all innocent.
I am innocent.
Don't be trying to sound...
I am.
You ain't innocent.
I'm innocent.
True.
I am innocent.
Have you had a chance to check out WeRunTheStreetsTV.com?
No, actually, I haven't. Not at all.
You should go watch it. Kate Walker is on there. You should go watch it.
Let me check it out. WeRunTheStreetsTV.com.
I'm sorry. I'm back. Law Talk doing is cut people off shit.
Yeah, it's on crack tonight.
I ain't got time for that Law Talk. Okay, here go my boy, Denny, from the Midwest. I guess it cut you off, too. Shout out to Denny _ Wolfman on Instagram. Showing some love. What'd you say?
I said shout out to Denny.
Yes, yo, okay. That was you, Kate Walker. We calling it from the Midwest. But Denny, I was saying tonight's topic, I'm talking about WeRunTheStreetsTV.com, a live video streaming website where you can watch videos 24/7 from new up-and-coming underground artists. definitely an amazing, amazing feature. It's information on the website if you want to be featured on it, or definitely hit me up. But it's beautiful. Like, you have to check it out. Like, brand back when all you did get to see was hot video, you know, not a whole bunch of bullshit.
Yeah.
So, Denny, you want to make sure you check that out, okay?
Yeah, I'm trying to check it out right now. I'm trying to type it
out
right
now.
What's up? You, where do you see Santos? On WeRunTheStreetsTV.com, True Teller?
Yes.
Okay, yes, okay, yes. Okay. Okay, but as it, like I said, as it being a 12 o'clock hour, and I just want to, like I said, go in on some of these other shows. Like, come on, let's really get it together. But I'm the type of person that wants to be fair, you know. So me being fair in my own way is me telling you guys, hey, that shit up. I want you to listen to my show too. You know, I want you to listen to Sleep Shine Radio too. I don't want you to not miss out. I don't want you to miss out. You know what I mean? Hot DJs, great topics, fun music is going down. We back. So that's definitely looking forward to interacting with everybody and having some fun. You know what I mean? With, because music is not anything without fans, you know. People, they put so much attention on YouTube views until they started buying YouTube views. And it's like, what does it matter? They put so much fucking shit on BDS spins until it's like you only got 1,000 when they don't really count until you get like 50,000 or 100,000 spins. Like, come on. Like, why are you an up-and-coming artist worried about BDS fucking spins? Do you have BDS spins money? No. Jesus Christ. I don't know who teach people music. I don't know who teach people music, or why do people even believe some of the stuff that people tell them when, you know, people have been lying about music since the 20s, you know. We're fortunate now. Everything is so interactive, and the information is right there. What is so important is actually having real people there listening. You know what I mean? They're going to be the ones who want to go to the shows. They're going to be the ones that want to sing along to the music. You know what I mean? Buy the T-shirt. Or the ticket that the artist has. But if you're
that's
not getting to that person, what the fuck are you doing it for? Were you on
that's
vacation?
I always say, right, the art garage is bad business. It's always been bad business. No, people didn't understand that. Like, only a couple handful of people understood what I was saying.
I call it the
arts
garbage.
Listen, let me break it down.
You have to call it the arts garbage on this show.
The Art Garage and Mill Creek,
bye-bye.
It was bad for Philly. It was bad for Philly. Mill Creek, listen, Mill Creek and Art Garage was bad for Philly.
Oh, wait a minute.
I'm going to tell you why.
I want to talk about Mill Creek, too, because...
I'm going to tell you why they was bad for Philly
go
artists.
Ahead.
People went there, oh, my God, I'm performing at Mill Creek. I'm performing at Art Garage. This is why it was bad. Mill Creek and Art Garage had rappers in the crowd waiting to go up. It wasn't fans in the crowd. It was all rappers in the crowd waiting to go up. So you go into the Art Garage every Sunday to perform for this rapper, he's just waiting to go up. People was going in circles. The Art Garage didn't progress nobody's career. It was just making people go in a circle, go in a circle. You at Mill Creek screaming your fucking heart out, and this nigga... You want to say, why y'all not clapping? Y'all ain't feeling me? What you mean why they not clapping? Because he brought his mom and his dad. They waiting for him to go up. Like, it wasn't no fucking fans
exactly.
in them crowds.
Now, even to going on that, I want to talk about events. I'm not even going to events until, you know, next Thursday. Because I was throwing events at Mill Creek for 3 years straight.
I know.
But you know what made me stop was... I wasn't appreciated because I actually, because I started throwing shows because as a performer myself, I would go out, sell 20, 50 tickets myself. You know what I mean? And I'm getting these promoters and different people more money, and I'm the only one bringing niggas. Like, I'm not just bringing my niggas. I'm bringing niggas who love music. And that's what it's about. You know what I mean? That's what I even do with all my shows. I make it even a theme is fun enough for you to bring your girlfriends, your homies, not just your mom and dad and the people who gotta love your music.
Right.
I was talking about bringing out people who love music, not the niggas that gotta love your music, because they shouldn't come to the show. Don't do that unless they it's something real important, like leave mom home. You know what I mean? She ain't ready to turn down for what? I'm gonna go in on it. I wanna go in on it. It's just I have another caller who pressed one. I wanna chill with it. I'm gonna talk to more with K Walker. I got Re Underrated on the line, mic open, Truth Teller of course in the building with us. But 267-776. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
This Mo215. I'm calling from Philly.
That's what's up. Now, is that your Instagram or your Twitter?
Yeah, that's all that. That's all that right there.
Don't worry. That's what's up. Are you an artist?
Yeah, I'm an artist myself. Well, I was actually showing love to my man, Rihanna Reed.
That's what's up. Well,
I just wanted to tell him, like, what's up, man? Keep doing what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? You know, rappers, right. Support rappers in Philly, support Philly, all that good stuff.
Yeah, that's what's up. Now, I have nothing against supporting each other because that's how you get a chance to collaborate, you know what I mean, and to do a rapper from Southwest to a rapper from Uptown, you know what I mean, or vice versa, or wherever you at. So I appreciate that. That's real love. And support. Don't try to push a whole bunch of niggas in a room that don't like each other. Goodness gracious, that ends bad, guys. Goodness, these some of these promoters.
You can check me out on YouTube. You got my mixtape called Lifelong Dreams. It's on. I don't mean to make this about me, but.
No, it is. Like you can. You're welcome to share where we can check out your music. I was actually getting ready to ask for it. Go right ahead.
Oh yeah. It's on thatpimp.com called Lifelong Dreams. You're saying is anything regular? You know how to spell it. It's regular. You got to space it though. And right. YouTube Mobe215, MOBE215. You know.
That's what's up.
Yeah,
that's what's up. I'm going to make sure I show you some love. And I will also send you a copy of this show so that you can be able to tell people that you were on it and they can hear it and be able to check you out in the future. Now, tonight's topic is RerunTheStreetsTV.com. I need you, if you haven't gone to check it out, to go and check it out. You can listen to it right from your phone and look at it right from your phone. It's a 24/7 live streaming website. I appreciate you calling in to support Ree. And like I said, do what I said. Check out RerunTheStreetsTV.com. And it's also informational being featured on there. And thank you again so much for calling the show. Ree, make sure
I tag into
his page. I appreciate him for calling in and joining the show. Shout out to everybody who called in, everybody who pressed one. Definitely press one. Yeah, call will shoot to the top of the screen. I will open up your call. I'm going to take one more caller before I finish talking some more with my boy, K Walker. Fuck K Walker.
Yes, sir.
215-200. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. Hello?
Hello? Oh, hi. This is Jane again. I just wanted to call, and I checked out the website, We Run the Street TV, and I just want to, like, talk about, like, how I love Philly artists. Like, I just love how we support Philly, like, and all that. But I just want to know, like, like, how do they think they're going to get, like, established or, like, support or, like, found, like, I don't know, sponsored or whatever if they keep rapping over everybody else's songs? Like, I mean, that's how I'm just not understanding how you could just keep constantly making songs over somebody else's song that's already made. And it's, like, not showing no individuality. Like, it's not showing, like, your talent, actually. It's just showing that you just could rap. And anybody can do that.
I'm gonna say something because I feel like in the mixtape game, it's always been a time to say, "Oh, you did that beat. I'm gonna do it better than you." Now, for me, the right way and the real reason to rap over somebody else's beat and kill it or do your own thing is strictly for promotion. You know what I mean? Like, let's take the Chirac, for instance. Let's take, remember, Beamer, Benz, and Bentley. Everybody did it, but that's a way to get a person's memory. Now, if that's all you got, I feel like there's something wrong with that. If that's all you got, there's something wrong with that. Like, do it in the right way. You know what I'm saying? And nowadays, where music, it's not really worth shit because everybody can get it for free. They're stealing your music from Nicki Minaj down to a new person on the street. So it is definitely good to kill a Nicki Minaj, a 50 Cent, or a Rich Homie Quan beat to get that attention, but you got to have something behind it nowadays. You got to have a T-shirt to sell. You got to come to that person's city and do a show for them. So for real, marketing and promotion is needed from a lot of artists because they are shooting blindly and giving off that impression, like you said, no originality. Well, if it's not that original, it only comes across that way if that's all an artist has. Now, mind you me, I'm just trying to just give my point of view. So much, not so much as facts, but as my point of view, and even for some of the things that I've done, I think I did something to the Money, Money, Money beat, and I did something on the Oh, Let's Do It beat or whatever. But I did that because when I did the Oh, Let's Do It, everybody know that track. They hype, but then the next track I'm doing is original, you know what I mean? So I find that it is a good, you know, opening for it, and I'm just telling you this so that you can have a more of an open mind to
it ain't just Philly rappers, but hip hop is built off competition. Like Jay-Z is damn near a billionaire. He raps off of instrumentals with other people's beats. Drake raps off of other people's beats. Nicki Minaj raps. It's still gonna be competition no matter where you from, how much money you got. It's just, oh, you did that beat? All right, but he should have did it like this. Hip-hop is always going to be competition. It's just like a movie. How many Spider-Mans then came out already in the past 3 years by different directors?
Right. Yeah, it is about getting that. But if you can take something that a fan or somebody is familiar with and make it your own, or draw them into something that's your own, that's what it's about. I just want you to be a little open. If somebody only, all they got is just freestyle over somebody else's beat, I salute you to shout them out. Like, come on, motherfucker, give me something that's yours. So,
it's just like somebody got a $20 bill. You're not going to go create your own money. You're going to go get that same $20 bill and do your own thing with it.
That's right.
I think you definitely broke it down for us, Kay Walker. Shout out to everybody tuning in with us. My new follower, Jane. I'm fucking with you. Are you in Philly or Miami right now? Because I see your bio. You like Philly to Miami.
I'm in Philly right now, and I'll be in Miami June 20th.
Me too.
Well, you guys, Kay Walker, I've been to your freestyle. I mean, your rap battle. At the Galaxy, I seen you put in some work. So
you was there. You was there, or you watched it?
I was there, actually.
All right, follow me on Instagram, then. You already know.
Oh, all right, I got you.
But shout out to y'all and y'all
Instagram.
Yeah, thank you. I'll tag you on her page. I'm Kay Walker.
It's politics. It's politics, honest. It's politics. All
right.
I want to say one thing. I'm gonna say why I'm gonna be in Miami, Tonya. I got a battle some boy in Miami named more Dollar Cash or some shit like that. So you know what I mean? I'm gonna be there on there doing my thing.
Oh,
all right.
Say
more
less,
Dollar
I'll...
Cash. How much is the battle for? I'm putting money on you.
They trying to battle $1,000, and shout out to all these other Philly rappers that keep trying to bet $500. I'm not paying nobody phone bill. What the fuck?
My 900, come on. Shit.
Put some real money up.
We got real bills over here. But real shit, like, for me, I find that, you know, Philly Shine has always, for me, been a platform for myself and others, period.
Yes, sir.
That's why whenever you're on
the
call, I say shout out to Twitter, shout out what you got going on, because the show is archived. People come back and download the show all the time. So this will be, you know, to be a place where you'll be seen and heard and, well, not seen. I guess just heard. You be heard or whatever. Pretty soon I'm going to have some little, you know, TV shows and
other
shows.
You better start FaceTiming, motherfuckers.
Yeah, right.
FaceTime,
you're
going to
be putting on a mask. Yeah, man, FaceTime. I'll battle. Listen, you need to do that. Get a FaceTime. Listen, get a FaceTime popping. I'll battle one of these niggas on your show on FaceTime. We can do it.
But FaceTime, you know, I like the tiny chat and stuff like that. And FaceTime is only like interactive one-on-one.
No, not like tiny chat and stuff like that.
But I don't want to do that. Nope, because I don't like that Skype stuff. I don't like Skyping with people I don't know. I'm sorry, no offense, but I've seen too many guys pull out they fucking dicks. I can't take it. Like, I'm on
it's
freaking
politics.
FaceTime.
Listen, right?
It's definitely no problem. I have no problem with interacting with people. But for me, I think it's just too much to do the face-to-face over the internet. Unless I'm doing like I'll do an interview with somebody I'm expecting, you know what I mean, using like a Ustream, tiny chat in a private room, whatever. But nope, I've been scarred, so I'm sorry. Like,
I heard that.
I'm scared.
I heard that.
Shout out to everybody listening in and showing love tonight on the show. I appreciate all the support, feedback from everybody, and just even the people who just chose. Like I said before, and I keep saying, if you press one, I definitely will open up your call, and you get a chance to talk with us. I got Reed and the Raiders mic open. I got Jane mic open. We got Truth Teller mic open. And K Walker mic open.
This internet radio shit like Instagram. Motherfuckers would just be there but act like they not there and shit.
I got a couple private callers too. Private callers, just press one. I definitely will open up your call. I don't need to know your number. You know what I mean? We're here to interact, you know what I'm saying?
Just don't be no stalker.
I ain't scared of a stalker.
Just don't be like, Truth Teller, you got a big ass, you know, I don't want to touch it, you know, then we got to fight. Yeah, you gonna get fucked up. Sorry, stalker. I have no compromise for stalkers. Like,
it's politics.
Cease and desist or get. But as I was getting ready to say, speaking of reminiscing, like I said, next Thursday's show, I'm gonna reminisce on Philly Shine Radio. When Philly Shine Radio first started, I used to have it. It was like a real party night. It would be like 30 people, mics open, you know, 50 people still on hold listening. So we've come a long way. I have no problem with that, just as long as everybody respects each other and, you know what I mean, take turns and listen, because that's what it's about. It's about the interaction. I'm going to keep saying it over and over again. But you press one, I open up your mic. And I got you, Denny Vett. Back open from the Midwest.
That's
I saw
what's
you
up.
Were
that's
listening
what's up.
To the show.
I've been trying to. I've been trying to talk. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't get nothing down.
Okay, well, let me know what you have going on out in Minnesota. And then, like I said, everybody else is listening. If you press one, I definitely will open up your mic. But Denny, the floor is yours. Tell me. Tell me.
Yeah,
a
what
little
up?
Bit
you know,
about
my name. My name is Dennis. I'm based out of Chicago. I moved to Minnesota for school. I have my own marketing firm. I do marketing, branding, PR. You hit me up on Facade Agency, www.facadeagency.com. Facebook, Dennis Wolfman. Instagram, Denny Wolfman _. I'm just out here, you know what I'm saying, working. You know what I'm saying, working underground artists and stuff in Minnesota. I work with the African community. It's a big, huge market there. You should get them on your radio. We big, we popping. We taking over Minnesota right now.
Okay.
And that's
okay,
about it.
Okay. Well, I'm going to text you so that we can talk more. That's my thing. Okay.
For sure.
Okay. We can get some money together, boom, early.
For
so,
sure.
Shut up. Chill with me. Did we just press one? Somebody just pressed one and then unpressed it. I don't know who it is. The number just shot back down. I don't know. Was that you? I don't know. Press one again. Press one. Like I said, you have something you want to share. I want to know who's out there, what is going on with you. Definitely thank you so much for listening, everybody. As I can reiterate again tonight's topic, you know what I'm saying, what I am possessed by. Like, I am so possessed by WeRunTheStreetsTV.com. Like, it's just so decent. And then getting a chance to go check out it and watch it on the projection screen was just so banging. Shout out to my girl that was on here, Lean Bean. I saw her video on there live. Saw a lot of up-and-coming artists showing love from Philly, Santos. They had some freestyles up there and a lot of different things. So I guess, Jane, when you saw it, you probably just saw freestyle, a couple of freestyles. But they do have some original music that's put in there. You know what I mean? Philly artists are bananas. I have to, you know, take a break and definitely shout out everybody from Moneyline Entertainment, Birth, Lindbergh, you're amazing. My girl Toxic Electrica, fucking crazy, K Walker, Dunny, Scheme Team, Sphere.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness. That new track with Sphere. Dunny and Gilly, like, they're going crazy. I'm going to get to some music on Thursday's show, but tonight I just really wanted to, you know, get a lot of things off my chest.
Love Talk is doing crack tonight.
What's going on? But I really wanted to get a lot of things off my chest to just kind of wake people up. Like, it's 2014. We're getting ready to go on to 2015. A lot of you guys have to stop acting stupid. And for me, really step up to what you're doing music for. Are you doing music because you want people to actually listen to it? Are you doing music because you want to be on TV, on billboards, heard by millions, hundreds, or whoever? Like, are you doing this for, to get, if you're doing this just to get some pussy, you get some dick, you know what I'm saying? Fine, like that's like 60% of y'all.
I'm doing it for the above.
I'm guilty of that, honest.
You're guilty of what? Doing it to get some pussy?
Yeah, but not from none of these Philly project bitches who live on South Street. I want a I want some pussy from Sanaa Lathan. So I gotta do my thing and get a record deal just so I can get her. And then after that, I quit rap.
Yeah, I used to think about fucking a superstar, but
yeah, I know it ain't just me.
I'm
y'all
too
can
sensitive.
Sit on this phone. Y'all can sit on this phone and play all this political shit if y'all want. What's that?
I'm not talking political. I'm not a politic. I don't politic. I speak my real shit. Like, this shit is real. I'm going to tell you why I do this. It's a fucking rush. I get a rush, you know, with so much. It's fun hearing people click. It's fun, you know what I'm saying, seeing people enjoy themselves. It's fun meeting new people who have positive mindsets, you know what I mean? It's fun being in a crowd of thousands cheering on somebody else, you know what I'm saying? Like, I love that. I love making deals with artists to be able to, you know, showcase their talent to people who can actually take it somewhere. I'm not talking about you, your little 200 BDF spins and your 25-cent royalty checks. I'm not talking to y'all nut-ass niggas. None of y'all, you get on my nerves. All y'all get on my nerves. And then you, actually, Denny, being as though that you do marketing, you know what I mean? I understand boost marketing. I understand a lot of those things that a lot of people do. But my one thing is fundamental interaction is how you can be able to make any coin in this business. Like, if you don't have real fans, if you don't have a real demand, you're not making a dime.
Yeah.
You can buy all the followers you want.
Can you
can buy all the YouTube views you want. When you put on that show and you got that T-shirt stand or whatever, nobody's coming. So could you kind of, like, speak on that? Yeah, then I can hear you. I just wasn't finished what
all
I was
right.
saying.
So basically what you're coming at the point, you're not talking about PR, not talking about marketing. You're talking about branding, okay?
Right.
So basically, when you're talking about a brand, you're talking about everything as an artist, the way you carry yourself, the hair, the makeup, the stage presence, your boost club, and your clients, okay? So if I'm an artist, you know what I'm saying, I have no people coming out watching my shows, it's not because I'm not marketing myself the right way. It's just my brand is not what's up. Find your niche. So if your brand is, you know, thug clubbing and, you know, house music and club music, you need to go promote yourself at these clubs, or you got to find people in that list that you can linger through. But you can't be an R&B singer going to a club thinking you're going to get people popping and jumping. It's just not going to happen because they're not serving you. They want to get some Patron in their system, and they want to dance. You know what I'm saying? You can't go in there and sing about love in a hip-hop club.
Exactly.
Unless you have somebody rapping with you that's talking about what you're talking about, but rapping on about it. So that's all
now,
about what you're working out, Brandon.
Now, that is, he just gave a jewel because none of you artists, there's a lot of artists who do not find their niche. They don't do any research before they go out and try to perform. They don't really get any feedback before they, you know what I mean, go out there because it is a dog-eat-dog world. If you try to bring that shit to Philly, you're going to get looked at. I just, and I'm not going to say no names, but I was at the Lock Show, you know what I mean? I was at the Lock Show, and, all right, well, yeah, it was one of the opening acts or whatever. Now, mind you, the Locks, it was all niggas there. I was probably one of 12 girls in a room that filled 2,000 people, all niggas, all men, you know, some white, some Puerto Rican, but I'm calling them niggas. They were all guys, right? Now,
right.
You got this guy, he did this song. It was cool. It was like partially hood or whatever, but then he just did this real poppy-ass fucking song. He got booed. Like, what? You have to,
oh,
you
I know
have to
you're
get
talking
yourself.
About. I know who you're talking about. I know who you're talking about.
Because that wasn't his niche, and that wasn't his
exactly
target market.
Like,
you can't go into a place not knowing your target market.
Yeah, but
what were you going to say, K-Walker?
Yeah, but look, dig this, right? Now, at the same time, right, okay, you got marketing, you got branding, you got all this shit, you got record labels, you got talent, which really don't mean shit right now. But dig this. It ain't no blueprint for how to make it out the hood. Huh? It ain't no motherfucking blueprint how to get out of here.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, so basically like I work with a lot of artists and stuff, and I take some on as a client that I manage, take them on just doing strictly marketing for them. And
right.
I found that some artists in Minnesota alone, they focus more so on the YouTube videos, and they just focus on the social media part, the promoting. And I tell them all the time, if you don't have a brand, you don't have a voice.
Right.
Because you don't want me to come to your show and I have to say, yeah, what guy is this? Is this the R&B singer? Is this the rapper singer? Or when I come to your show, I would know that, oh, this the rapper. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Everything, your image, everything fits who you are.
Yeah.
Because
exactly.
as a client, as the audience, I can come watch you perform, and I'm like, damn, this motherfucker is singing R&B, but he dressed in baggy clothes, sound like a rapper.
Yeah.
The image is throwing me off, you know what I'm saying? So how can I work with you? How can I say to your clients if your image is not what you say you are? It's confusing people.
Yes, definitely. And at the end of the day, if you don't, like, seriously, right now where it is, your music is not worth shit. You have to have a whole entire thing. And let's be honest. You know what I'm saying? Let's be honest. A billion beans. Like, we all know what's going on. There's a lot of artists who even just pay for their promotion. You know what I mean? They pay for their own music. Like, they'll buy 200,000 copies of their music so that it can go gold. You know what I'm saying?
But understand
that it's
in it.
Let me finish. I was going to say, that is a part of making yourself valuable enough to go to a city and demand a certain amount of money to perform. That is your power to go to a city and put on a show and actually have fans. It's like, oh, that shit is thorough. It's a whole thing you have to do. So it's more than...
You're saying, like,
say
you saying, like, look. No, I ain't trying to cut you off, but look, though, because I ain't want you to go deep into it. And I'm trying to go backwards. Look, it's no, like, okay, you say, like, it's a whole thing, but not really. It's really, like I said earlier, it's no blueprint to how to get out the hood with music, because if it was, we all be out of here. Sometimes you can just be
it
in
is.
The mall. Listen, because, look, it's no blueprint. Listen, if it was a blueprint on how to take your talent to the next level, none of us would be even on this phone right now. Sometimes you can just know a motherfucker. Like, yo, it's my little man. It's my man right here. Put him on. All right, cool. Especially, I done been in Atlanta half of my life. You can walk through Lenox Mall and see Brandy and Gucci Man in the sneaker store and just spit for him. Or you could be spitting. You could be a hot rapper, right?
All
right. And
listen.
Nobody,
that's fine.
Nobody,
go ahead. I'm going to let you finish.
Know your name. But that's what I'm saying. It's a lot of people in Philly who you can't spit a bar from them. But you see them on YouTube talking shit so much. They popping more than a motherfucker who did all that branding and all that. Sometimes
what do you mean?
You
what do you mean popping more? What do you mean by popping more?
Like a motherfucker sit there and work with a manager and have, like, okay, try to go by the book, but you can't. But going by the book is not necessarily mean you're going to get out of anywhere. Because sometimes you can just do a blog about a motherfucker and blow up, especially in Philadelphia.
Hey, listen, guess what? Guess what?
The internet run everything. The internet put managers out of jobs and everything. Like, you can just do a blog about a motherfucker and blow up. I know that.
Yeah.
Now
listen. For who? Who? Because I'm about to say some names. For who?
Listen. Put it like this. You got rappers out here who spit their hearts out. Then you got motherfuckers like Gilly. Or AR ad, they'll get a million fucking views just from talking about a motherfucker. And you got this dude over here who played by the book, and he got a manager and everything, and he still ain't going no fucking way. The internet.
Yeah, I know a lot of people like that too.
Yeah, right. Look,
now listen,
the internet The internet takes over everything. You can't beat the internet. Like, no matter what you do, you can just,
now,
especially with YouTube, you can just get a million views off of just sitting somewhere, just looking stupid. You can't beat the internet.
Right.
Nobody can.
Right. Now listen, that's all fine and true. Now let me put this jewel in your head. You know what I'm saying? There is only 360 deals available. And that's because the entertainment business has become a 360 business. You know what I'm saying? You cannot equate million views on YouTube and still not have a T-shirt to sell, still not have a CD to sell, still not have a show, still not have a sponsor. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't equate to jack shit. Let's even take Meek Mills, for instance. You know what I'm saying? Back when... you know, he was worried about beefing with Cassidy and all that other shit. No money out of that. What happened? You know,
right.
Meek Mills
right.
went back into his bag and got himself a sponsor. He got the 24K
right.
headphones. You know what I'm
saying?
Yeah. He's doing more
he
shows. Exactly.
Right,
listen. You can't just do one thing. It's not. It is a blueprint. It's a 360 blueprint.
No,
you got to create that buzz. Listen, let me finish. Don't cut me off. I'll didn't cut you off. You create that buzz, which is called a demand, and then you supply it. That's it. It's nothing else. Whichever way you got to do supply and demand, that's all it's about. If you can't create a demand for yourself, you ain't doing shit no matter which way you do it. But only doing stuff on the internet is not enough. You also need
posters. It's not enough. You have
to. I'm not going to remember you. I'm not going
right.
to remember
no,
you.
No, you're right. Listen, you are right. But what I'm saying, the internet is so powerful, that one fucking video, it can blow you up. The internet, and you said 360 deal. The internet created the 360 deal. It was no
exactly.
360 deal before the YouTube. YouTube made it easier for you to say, fuck my manager, fuck a travel agent, I'm going to go on YouTube and do some views. I know this for firsthand. I've done
yeah,
it.
Yeah, exactly.
Listen,
yeah.
motherfucker can't get on World Star with his song, right? You can go, and you can do some funny shit. Get on World Star, build a relationship. Now you're all your fucking views, now all your videos all over World Star. Hip hop since 1987. They won't play certain shit. Now let you go do something crazy to end up on World Star. Now you all over hip hop since 1987.
This call crazy.
Denny, I don't know how much research that you've done, but as far as like the top 50 blog sites, where does Hip Hop Since 1987 or World Star rank? Do you know?
I don't even know. I haven't really gotten to the blog.
I'm gonna tell you. It's not the top 10, and it's damn sure not the top 20. You know what I'm saying? And that's another reason why even tonight I'm talking about WeRunTheStreetsTV.com, because it's given a platform for up-and-coming artists to actually be saw. You know what I mean? To have your video saw, because, you know, even on World Star and even on Hip Hop Since 1987, those blog sites, you know, you have to go through it and find that new up-and-coming artist music. You know what I'm saying? You have to click on it and check it out in the midst of the fights and the sex tapes and everything else. You know what I'm saying? So it's
yeah.
just not really – that's not really concentrated enough, and it's not the top site. Like, people, you need to do more research. You know what I'm saying? Like, World Star used to be valuable like that. You know what
it's
I mean?
It's just too
like,
much drama on there, man.
It used to be, but I love drama. Like, whoa. I'm, and then it's
you're a blogger,
it's
so
real shit.
You need a light, so you need.
No. I will watch a little kid get punched, and I will laugh. You know what I'm saying? That's just how humans are. Like, they like seeing shit. Like, we like seeing violence. We like seeing sex. We like seeing guns. Like, that's just an interest for people. Period. You know what I'm saying? What I'm saying is, if you're an artist and you're not really understanding, I'm not saying a 360 deal, but this is a 360 business, if you want to be successful, you know what I mean? Even for you, Kay Walker, I'll use you as an example. You know what I'm saying? You're
a
360
perfect,
artist.
But listen,
you're a perfect example. Let me say this. And let me say this from my point of view of you. You know what I'm saying?
I see K Walker. K Walker will make beats. K Walker will do features. K Walker will also have his name on his hat, on his T-shirt. K Walker, I have other bitches wearing his T-shirt, and I'm only calling them bitches because it's a lot of them, and I love
it's
them.
All good.
You know what I'm saying? I'm calling them bitches. I have a bunch of bitches wearing his T-shirts. You know what I'm saying? He'll take his show on the road. K Walker will do a skit. K Walker will do an interview. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's no way to not get to know K Walker in a certain type of way. And those and all that equates to, oh, I have a demand for him. Now, it's up to him to get a supply to these fans that he just made. Now, regardless of whatever you guys have in your head about this music industry, all that what I just said definitely takes money. And that's what a lot of artists are missing, spending their money in the right way, investing in a publicist that will have, you know, take their interview or their blog actually all over the internet. So whereas though your analytics, which when I'm saying analytics is your number of views, your number of how many people comment to your page, like that all makes you worth something. So then when you say hit up Los Angeles or hit up the Midwest or hit up Tampa, Florida, you actually have a value to yourself. You can say, hey, I'm on all these blog sites. I have all these views, whatever. I have this T-shirt line. I have this liquor company. I'm coming to your city. You know what I mean? But if you don't have those things, you're going to these cities. You're playing yourself, people. You have to get it together. And for me, I've done business with a lot of people, you know what I mean? And I would say, you know, one of the first parties I threw, I was able to make some money off of, was when we had Young Jeezy at Shampoo in 08. And I'm so fortunate for this experience because I'm sitting there partying with them in VIP. I'm holding niggas heavy chains. We all smoking. I'm drinking. We eating. We having fun. We taking pictures and shit like that. The second we went to leave, now I'm thinking, like I said, this 08, me getting started. I'm thinking, oh, shit, I'm with Jeezy. I'm with all his niggas and CT niggas, whatever. I'm thinking by the time I get over to we all get paid, and we all leaving out the VIP entrance, right? I get my money. I see him pay Jeezy his money and shit, and I'm chilling. The same nigga I'm chilling with, he like, if you suck my dick, I eat your pussy. I'm like, what? I'm like, I'm cool, no. So then my girlfriends who with me, she all hugging over the other boy. She like, honest, he like you. I'm like, I don't care. Like, we going to the studio, we out. I'm like, no, I'm cool. It ain't no business being done. Like, what am I of value to him besides, you know what I'm saying, me being a girl, whatever. And then even my other girlfriends, they were rappers. Y'all don't know them. This is 08. You know, a lot of women, they lose their female MCs. Y'all got to step y'all shit up, but we'll talk about that in the future. But you know what I mean? At that point in time, only thing I could do with Jeezy was, nice to meet you, shake your hand. You know what I'm saying? I went back in the club because all my people who saw me at VIP was already talking about me. So then when I come back, and they like, oh, Honest, you was in the VIP. I'm like, y'all see, I'm right here, right? They left. I'm still here. I'm not, you know what I mean? I'm not trying to be no groupie to a person. Because before you step to a Jay-Z, a GZ, a Live Nation, or anybody who you say to put you on, you have to be worth something to them first. You know what I'm saying? Everybody can't get what J. Cole got. You know what I'm saying? He saw Jay-Z every day for like 30 months or however long it took him. And then, you know what I'm saying, then you go into his story. Like, those are like once-in-a-blue stories.
I'm going to give you guys a prime example of, you know, a good way to brand yourself as an artist. For, let's take Jay-Z. Me personally, I'm not really into rap, you know what I'm saying? I'm mostly into R&B and, you know, other music, like UK music. But I started listening to Jay-Z music once I heard him sing Forever Young. Because that was the type of music I was into, right? Not Jay-Z part, but the white guy who was on there with him. I forgot his name. But he was singing Forever Young.
Phil Collins.
Yeah, I don't think they were Phil Collins.
Or is that, no, what's the guy's name? From Coldplay. Yeah, that guy.
But yeah, what I'm saying is that I listened to Jay-Z when I started. I'm like, man, Jay-Z make a song with people like this? I like this artist. So now I'm listening to Jay-Z music. So now Jay-Z just got a new person like me listen to his music and buy his albums. Someone who probably never listened to his music or never even cared about who Jay-Z was because there wasn't the type of person I would like to listen to. But since he collabed with someone that was entering my type of industry I wanted to get into, that type of soulful, rock, white, you know what I'm saying, type of music, it brought a new audience to him. You see what I'm saying? So if
that's how he did when he did Annie. But, like, that it's all about that. You know what I mean? Like, when he did The Hard Not Life, you know what I mean? Like, you know, he was able to cross and get more fans. I wasn't talking
about cross and get more fans.
So much,
yeah, there you go.
Being crossing. I wasn't talking about crossing over. What I was just talking about is just being of value in the first place. You know what I'm saying? You have to be of value in the first place. Like, and the only way to create value is to invest in yourself. Publicists, you know what I'm saying? PR, you know what I'm saying? T-shirts, posters, flyers, you know, actually printing your CD out and giving it to a person, you know what I mean, to sell. Because, all right, you could do whatever you want. All these motherfuckers, and I'm calling the motherfuckers because they're stupid. You think just because you got 60 likes on Instagram or 60,000 likes on Instagram, that's going to count to 60,000 downloads? It's not, baby.
It's really not.
You're really not going to do it. You know what I'm saying? From the hustlers that did it before, they grind. It's a whole grind. Ludacris went a million out his trunk first. You know what I mean? To bring up old people, Master P, T.I., you know what I mean? Wiz Khalifa in more recent history. Rich Homie Quan and what's going on right now. Wiz Khalifa is still popping now. Let's even take Rich Homie Quan, for instance. You know what I'm saying? He did some type of way. But until he pushed some type of way, nobody would have heard it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He did his little push, paying the radios, paying different people to put it on. Now Rich Homie Quan has a demand. And that's what it's about. If you're not going to really invest in yourself, and I'm not talking about belts, I'm talking about really investing in yourself, making yourself worth something, you're not, like, I don't know what you're doing this for, you know.
The internet makes people lazy.
It does. It does. And I'm not going to say no names, but I've had, you know, some shows with people who I feel as though they had a real hot internet buzz. You know what I mean? But for me, I'm showing proof. I got Philly Shine Radio. I'm going to see who's calling in. And there was nobody really calling in for that person. Everybody was calling in on the strength of me. You know what I'm saying? Then I'm had them at the show. You know what I'm saying? And everybody at the show, because I'm at the door. I'm the type of person, like, when I'm having an event, it's either me, True Teller, my sisters, or, you know, a model that I'm paying or whatever. We're greeting the guests. Hi, what's good? Welcome. Who are you here to see? So we do the poll. We poll the crowd. You can say whatever you want, but nobody came to see them. But how you got 20,000 views? I don't know. You just lost the fan in me, like, real shit. Like,
relying on
the
internet to get them someplace, you have to grind. You have to go out there and start campaigns. You have to, you know,
right.
Hit the social media.
Yeah,
you have to go out there and knock on doors.
Yeah, nobody's going to remember you.
Take your PR kit and your everything, take it to these radio stations, like, play my music, you know what I'm saying? Give me a chance, you know what I'm saying?
I definitely appreciate you calling, Denny, and Denny's been dropping some jewels, even if you guys don't know the value in them, but he's definitely been dropping some jewels all night tonight. Everybody, really, really, really take heed. It's all about research. Because without research, you have nothing. Without anything, you have nothing. I know I've done, you know what I mean, some great things, but I don't fraud, like, just because I've interviewed Wyclef and recently Waka Flocka and I've had Warren G call in my show before. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've had so many connections that I've made with people over the years, you know what I mean? Jackie O, Trick Daddy, Talib Kweli, that was epic. Me and Busta Rhymes, you know what I mean? Interviewing Busta Rhymes and his artist, Genesis. Those things were good, you know what I'm saying? I made a little money off of them or whatever. But it wasn't nothing to where as though I'm going to be like, man, I have enough in my budget to where Philly Shine Radio is plastered everywhere. No, I still grind. I'm still on a word of mouth, you know what I mean? I'm still on a word of mouth level because the real push takes money. Now, I'm only just now realizing that, that I want to invest only in myself because I've been, you know, a lot of people, they feed you that dream. Oh, yeah, I got you. Oh, because I'm that person all the time. I'm like, yeah, Philly Shine is what it is from my grind, but I still need you to invest in it. I still need investors. People always say, oh, yeah, I'm going to help you. But you don't have it. You know what I'm saying? You think that just because I got these names or whatever, that is, no, those names didn't make shit. For it was history, you know, it was a great time, and I'm not devaluing the experience. But what I'm just saying is I'm not making those experiences as, oh, this is what's going to take me to the next level. It's not. I still need to, you know what I mean, pay for things and stuff like that and put those posters and stuff everywhere. I'm going to take one more call before we close out the show. 424 285. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where
are
you calling from?
What's up, Honest? It's Solo Dolo. I was just sitting there listening to y'all, you know, with the whole
thing. Oh, yeah, what's good? I'm going to be interviewing you really soon. Shout out to you over there in Cincinnati with DJ Swig. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, I was just listening, you know, Swig.
Oh, we got Denny back. Denny, where did you go?
He bumped me off.
But what were you saying, Solo Dolo? I like your name.
I'm like I said, I'm just sitting here and just checking y'all out. Everybody got valid points. Y'all can agree to disagree. You know, there's one thing I didn't hear. You know, the game is just completely different. You know, and my man said the internet run everything. Yeah, it do, kind of, sort of. But, you know, to implement what you're trying to do, if you're trying to go to the next level, you have to do more than the internet. And then, really, honestly, it's just a numbers game. You know, the white people are turning
it
into a numbers game. It's not the same game anymore. It's not the love of music, the love of hip-hop, the love of actually being artists. It's how much money you can spend, like you said. You got to have a budget.
I'm going to say this. I don't think anybody agrees or disagrees. I feel like everybody is in the same thing in a different form. But one thing for sure, like I was just saying, it's complete. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I try to get everybody in their head. Like, it's complete. Like, you have to have a whole entire thing. When now the competition is more. That's the only difference. The internet has shown that, hey, it's not just one artist that's hot as shit from Philly. You know what I'm saying? Hey, it's not just, you know what I mean, one female rapper. You know what I'm saying? It's more is on display right now. There's more competition. I think that's the only difference. Things are still the same. People are still stealing people's music, people's swag. People are still being cutthroat promoters of the worst. You know what I mean? There are some devils in the background or whatever you want to call them. Those things are still the same. But the one thing that is also still the same is without that fan interaction, you have nothing. And in order to get to the fans, like, why are you doing it? Like, fuck the love. Fuck being real. Fuck being lyrical. Fuck the alphabet in the dictionary. If nobody can relate to you, shut the fuck up. Like that new song that Common has, The Resurrection, that Joe Miles would be called The Funeral. Like, Common, that was hot in 1995. This is 2014. Ooh. You know what I mean? Like, no, hip-hop is not. And for me, like, certain people do think hip-hop is a culture. I mean, certain people feel that hip-hop is a culture and stuff like that, but I even feel like they're idolizing the birth of hip-hop and not paying attention to how it's revolutionizing itself, you know what I mean? And it's all about entertainment, regardless of whatever. Like, are you doing it just so your boys can hear you, or are you doing it so the whole block, everybody's block, the world can hear you, you know what I'm saying? That even goes into what I was saying about these other, you know, broadcast shows that people have. Like, your show means shit if nobody heard it. Like, what the fuck? These motherfuckers talking about, oh, you get 60 BDS spins a month fucking with our show. That means nothing in the music industry. Like, that means nothing, having 60 viewers all month. Like, come on. Like, stop it. For me, it's like, what are you doing this for? Are you doing it to interact with people? Are you doing it, you know what I'm saying, to just sit on your butt? Like, what are you doing it for? So with that being said, like, I feel as though everybody had great points, and hopefully you all can connect the dots in this certain thing. Tonight's going to be the last show we do all this talk, and I'm going to be, we want to have some fun with some music. But this was just like a real good start for this week. Definitely check out WeRunTheStreetsTV.com. Shout out to everybody who's joining on the call. I guess I'll take one more call before this show is over. We have, all right, nobody else, like, you press one, I will hit you up and text you later. 609-724, welcome to Felicia on Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is the Grand Poobah. I'm calling from South Jersey, baby girl.
Hey, welcome, welcome.
How you
Thank
doing?
You so much for calling in.
Hey, yo, no problem. First of all, I want to shout out my boy, Re-Unrated. You know what I'm saying? That's definitely love right there. My boy's been doing his thing for a minute. You know what I'm saying? And I'm glad to hear his music being played. You know what I mean?
Yes, I'm definitely interviewing Re next Tuesday along with Razor from Philly. So definitely shout out to you. Thank you for calling in. And definitely check out WeRunTheStreetsTV.com. I'm going to make sure that I give Reed the information so that he can have his music videos or freestyles featured there. Now, are you an artist, or do you do music as well?
Oh, baby girl, I'm the rapper hall of Grand Poobah. Of course I do music.
Oh, shit.
You know what I'm yeah, I does that thing. That's my thing. That's what I do, baby girl. Like, look here. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, So I assume this show based out of New York. And hold on, before I finish that, I love you talking. The shit you saying, keep saying your shit. You know what I'm saying? Straight like that.
Thank you.
Well, it's wrong. Keep talking your shit. Because people, a lot of cats are scared to say what you just said. Like, I mean, I'm a hip-hop fan myself. You know what I'm saying? I'm just quick little portfolio about myself. DMX is my favorite rapper. You know what I mean? But the thing is, a lot of cats don't make relatable music, whether it's hip-hop or not. You know what I'm saying? Relatable
right.
music is subject. You dig what I'm saying? If a motherfucker can't relate, you can't relate. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I ride for my hitters. Even though YG, he a tad bit corny, the nigga make, that's a relatable song. You know what I'm saying? Especially when
right.
he's feeling it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, you know, even though, you know, so it's like, you know, I ain't hear that new Common shit. Common, one of the illest lyricists to me, point blank, period. I don't sit around here pumping shit all day, though.
Exactly. I love Common, and I feel as though even for that song that he did, The Resurrection, it was lazy for him. Like, you're more talented than that. You could do something way better. And for me, I would love hip-hop to stop being like, some people feel like you are or idol worshippers. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Y'all worshiping idols, and, you know, that's just sin. That's just sin. It's sin
yeah.
to keep thinking that you got to remake old hip-hop flow. You know what I'm saying? Unless you're going to spit some shit that's new and hot, please.
I totally agree with you. You know what I'm saying? Word is born, okay? Like, I hate them all.
Are you on Instagram
or
Twitter so we can follow you? Because I would like to show you some love.
I'm on Instagram.
That's what my show is about.
I'm on Twitter. I'm on in NewJerseyDOC.com. I'm on all that. You know what I'm saying? So,
what's your Instagram?
Rappaholic underscore Grand Poober or Rapaholic Grand Poober. You mean both? I got two of them, so either one. My Facebook is Grand Poober Brown or Rapaholic Grand Poober. My Twitter, hold on. I found this out the other day. You can get suspended from Twitter for too much tweeting.
Yeah, they put you in jail. I get put in Twitter jail all the time.
It's called Twitter.
I know.
How can you? That don't make sense to me.
I know. I don't like it. It's ridiculous. I try to flood my timeline, and then I try to respond to the people who I just tweeted, and it's like, no, you're done for the hour. What? Yeah.
What? But it's Twitter. That's a contradiction right there.
How do you spell Rapaholic?
R-A-P. Hold on. Let me see real quick. Give me 2 seconds because I'm a little
done.
Tipsy. give me a second real quick. I got to look on my Instagram.
Know how to spell your Twitter name. Rule number one. It's like, no, I'm fucking with you.
Hey, man, I be going through a lot of shit, all right? I got child support issues, a lot of shit, all right?
Uh-oh. Ain't no way around that.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's RAPAHOLICK underscore Grand Pooba, Grand POOBA. That's on my Instagram right there. Man, like I said, I'm suspended for Twitter. I'm going to make a new one. So, people, just give me some time. You know what I'm saying?
What will help you with Twitter and I got Rebick on the line. What will help you with Twitter, when you do Twitter, do not tweet people you don't know. Like, all those superstars, they're the ones that get people's pages blocked because it's not always – you know, the superstar actually running their page. It's like a PR person or whatever. And what they'll do is they'll have your page blocked. So, you know, it is good to start Twitter. You know, they ask you to follow relevant people and stuff like that. But you can't always tweet them motherfuckers. You know what I mean? They ain't gonna treat you right. They'll help you. So that's just me giving you something that I've seen from experience. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
my people, and you can get your page back if you go to your email and, you know, just log a complaint, tell them, like, no, I'm not doing the abusive things that you think I'm doing or whatever, and I need my Twitter back. They'll give it back to you. It's just
abusive.
All about corresponding with them. Because that's what they call it. Like, if they'll suspend your account for abuse, they call it abuse. It's ridiculous.
I mean, back in my day, abuse was whooping your kid too goddamn much. Now, this is ridiculous.
Hey,
if you type too much, that's abusive.
Petty.
That's crazy.
Definitely thank you, Brand Poober, for calling and supporting Re-Underrated. I'm going to have him on next Tuesday. So he's going to be on for my first hour from 11 to 12 a.m. next Tuesday, this June 10th, I believe. I'll make sure that we have the information everywhere so that people can know. But you cannot miss Sunday. Show Much Shit Sunday, starring K Walker. Fuck underscore K-A-Y underscore Walker.
You said fuck Ken Walker underscore? What? I'm confused.
Fuck K Walker. That's his name on Instagram.
Wow, that's crazy.
Follow me from off a Re-Underrated page, and I'm going to tag you with my boy K Walker.
That's my name.
Because K Walker, he has too much controversy going on,
and it's
so interesting. Everybody's going to want to see it. And at the end of the day, he has a great personality and banging ass fingers to go along with it. So the show is over. I appreciate everybody who called in tonight.
Can I ask you a question?
No, ask me on Instagram later. No. Of course. Go ahead, ask me. I'm right here. Go ahead. I'm joking.
All right. See, I'm sensitive. You can't do that. You know what I'm saying? But nah, boom. I was out because I would love for you to hear my music. So how can I express that to you?
Oh, once you follow me on Instagram, I got you. I got you.
Straight
I give
like
you all information that you need. Straight like that. I'm very interactive, but I got to see the, you know what I'm saying?
I'm not just going to give it to you like that when 2 seconds left of my show and I'm trying to end my show. But I got you. Shout out to everybody who joined in the show tonight. Whoever brought you to the show, find me. Say hello, because I follow back. I'm not bougie like that or whatever. I don't think I ever will be. But I follow back. I show love to artists, and I definitely give back information. I'm going to give you my email address. Shout out to Denny. I really loved him on the line tonight. I felt like he dropped some jewels. You guys, check out the archive show. I will make sure that I post it on my Twitter in the next 10 minutes. Again, thank you, everybody. Good night. And we're back Thursday night starring my boy, COX Squad DJs, The Millions, all his banging-ass artists. We're going to show some love. And don't forget, Show Much Shit Sunday. That's a show. Much shit. Yo, I love it. I can't wait. I'm excited. So, good night.